Sajabodha, Dimana Sajabodha, 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 If you want to click on your, it would be better the sound for me to listen up.
This may be, as far as my knowledge, it is more than 200 years.
So before the grandfather.
Our five roots we know earlier, huh? So maybe 200 years or little more.
Okay, what is, then I bought the book, but what is Gokarna for the Hindu story or mythology? I know it's a very holy city.
This is very ancient city, you know. City means, very ancient. This is the Purana, Purana Yuga.
What is Purana Yuga?
That is Krishna's time, you know, Dwapara Yuga. One yuga called thousands and thousands of years. It's called many thousands of years. It's called one yuga. Like that yuga, how many, nobody knows, huh? Very long, very early. So this is called, in Dwapara Yuga, this Purana, what I said, this Purana, that is Purana Kala. That time, about this temple, about this happening, Ravana, Shiva, Linga, Atmalinga, this all happened those time. So since then, it is here. And nobody knows when it is built, nobody knows, because it is not built. Nobody seen this. sold.
How and when starts the education of a Brahmin kids? Son of priest, I mean, not just Brahmin.
Usually, every evening after maybe 5-6 years, when they born, after 5-6 years, when they start to make pronunciation properly, every evening, morning, for their father start to teach them some mantras, like usual, that is not special, but usual. Like when they lighting the lamp, oil lamp, I mean, not this lamp. And that time, there is a mantra. Like Deepa Mulesito Brahma, that has to utter in the evening at the time of sunset. So sunrise also there is a mantra. Certain way. This mantra is common for everybody known. Not only Brahmin, but everybody can utter and it is usual. So this start to teach every day, at least morning and evening. First father utter and son has to follow it. Like that start usually.
Okay, but there is a kind of initiation, like one special moment when...
Yes, that is at the time of threading ceremony, you know. They get second life, like after getting thread, I mean 8 years, after 8 years they will make thread ceremony. And then they will get a different life. Then they have certain, like Sandhya Vandana, certain things to do which is necessary. There is no other way. They have to do mantras. Like Sandhya Vandana, 3 times. Like my son, they all do. Same day starting.
So both of your kids are already at the thread?
Yes.
What is the base of the Brahmin priest cult? I know it's a very, very based subject, all the data, but if you can find the base, the very core.
What do you mean, base?
The base, I mean, what is, okay. What is the task of a Brahmin priest?
They are asking God to make good for everybody, for all. Mantras also telling the same thing. For whole world has to be get shanti, you know, like cool. Everything should be very for everybody's prosperous, this and that, praying. That is the thing.
Okay, for you. You can see there is a flower of ritual. In a way, the flower of ritual is the more tender part, the more delicate part, the more daily part.
What do you mean, the flower?
The flower of ritual means the ritual as a structure, no?
Yes.
And this is a very rigid one.
Yes.
And the flower is something that is a surprise every day. It's something very fresh. That can give life to the ritual every day. What is this kind of energy?
That is only when you make yourself like japam or anything, you know, specially for some kind of, for example, you have some problem, and for that you need to look this olden book, you know, like on which part. For example, somebody not get married, huh? Like one girl not get married, and for that special mantra is there to attract, for attraction. So they have some japam also to utter mantra, and they have special sankalpa. Sankalpa means it is like giving application to God, like we need this and that, this and that. But not by just telling. This is in Sanskrit, this script. This has to be uttered in the same manner with the rhythm. Mantra has such things. So that we have to make, and through that you will you when you make this within 6 months or 1 year, like this japam whatever you make, she will get married. This happened so many times. People, it is called Vinayak Shanti.
Vinayak
Shanti. They do that.
And if you can explain more deeply what is the mantra, because you use sounds, you talk about rhythm. Can you explain it? It'd be better.
Mantra means it has a certain power, certain every man, every human being is relation with the this horoscopic what they go through. We have eyes, but we have real with the influence of the stars, you know. So which having which kind of things this through horoscope can see very well. They know exactly by the time you are born, time and exactly akshansh or ekansh, through this they will know. From that if you go deep in it, then they will suggest exactly what situation can come with this, all they know very well.
Yeah, but the mantra is not this one.
Yes, mantra is means it influences the mantra. It depends upon which mantra is for which god.
Yeah, but because mantra relies in the power of sound.
Yes.
And why sound has power?
Because this having special pronunciation. This pronunciation, different pronunciation makes its power that kind.
And what is the yantra?
Yantra means it is like something with silver or gold. They have special things and inside something to write, they have paper. Paper means it is also from metal, but very thin. On this something they make, like I told you, sankalpa they make for special things. Then they make it into, they write it in this small paper, on small mantra, very small, but they will do it, write it, and they put in, inside, and making so much utter for a week, every day. They have special performance for that. And after they will tie it with the black thread, and that makes very safe. And that works. That is called yantra.
How can you explain all these many gods that you have with believing in one god? Because in the end is one power, yeah?
Yes, yes, sure. God, different name, different story, that always makes many people some different thinking, but all are same. Only God is one. And to convince people about the justice or anything, they made a different story to human beings. Human beings to know about that. That's why it is created, but actually God is one and only one.
Okay, and so God is not a face, it's just an energy.
Yes, yes, sure. It is energy only, no face. This is just for different name, different statue, different photo, anything which has to come, like we are, it has to come inside. There is no God, but there is, we have to imagine, you know. To make it, so we have to think for that. That's why there is something.
Yeah. So, but if I see Ganesh statue, this is reminding a god, or there is a piece of God inside that statue. It's just for the eyes to remind.
That's all. Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
There's nothing holy in that specific statue.
But that is event, you know, one event when this happened. So everybody treating it and making every day so many mantras and brahmins, they doing this and that puja. So there is a power, sure. There itself will come power.
Can you describe your day from morning to the evening, your normal day, one day, like what you do?
Me, I am not actually special for that, but usually brahmins how they do, I know.
Yeah.
I am usually I went to college and after my life little changing, not like fully concentrate like fully in that, no. But this other Brahmin, how they do, I know. Early morning when they get up from the bed, they start to say some, like, just getting up, they will see their, they show their both hands to the sky first, and telling mantra, starting from there. Karagre vasate lakshmi karamadhyay saraswati karamule tu govinda prabhate karadarshanam. This is the mantra they say. And also somebody having different also. Huh? But about the sun, the first day, and starting. After they will have their bath in the usual normal program. Then after they will make Sandhya Vandan, which is their daily routine, you know. Giving Arghya to Surya.
Wait, it's too much. It's making too much noise. I also want to move from here. You stay. From here to here.
Okay. So this is the early morning. Yes. As soon as they wake up. And then the ritual.
Yes. And they are starting with their Sandhya Vandana. Every day they are giving Argyam to sun. Every morning, afternoon, evening, they have to utter half an hour mantra with Sandhya Vandana. Basma they are putting in. There is a special mantra for that. So they usually they do that. And after they are making puja. In puja, they are having a special performance, you know. When they go Ganesh, they say different mantra on Ganesh. After going to temple, Mahabaleshwara temple, they start to tell on Shiva mantras. That is normal. They know, you know. Like that they will do.
But why very often there is water in the ritual?
Because water is a holy. Wherever water means it is holy, you know. So life also. They bring it to God usually.
Yeah, but it's because also water is supposed to absorb the mantra in a way.
No, I don't think. No.
No?
No.
Because you know what, the science now says that water has a memory. So this would make me understanding why in the ritual there is so often water. Because if water is alive, it's not just a dead element, but is alive and has memory, that makes sense why...
Possible, it's also possible. My father was better.
And then after, I mean, all day long, it's ritual and puja.
Yes, they do that only. Even sitting, they will say paumana, many mantras, you know, every day they utter, they offer.
But in this case, where, for example, when your father says mantra the morning here, it's not for somebody, it's for the family, or it's for him?
No, for everybody, this is normal, not taking any name. Just for telling this mantra, just telling mantra.
But you can make me an example about a mantra and explain me what is the meaning of that mantra. One very, very common mantra like.
Like if you go to Ganesh temple, usually, to say namaskar to Ganesh, namaskar to Ganesh, they say also whole day, should be good whole day today, from now, whole day should be good for everybody. That is the mantra's meaning. But that mantra is called Vakratunda Mahakaya Surekoti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurume Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada. This is the mantra. The meaning is that. That's why that is with the Ganesh, because everybody, whatever puja or anything, wherever they go, they first pray Ganesh, because this is the god of Siddhi. Siddhi means it is everything is done.
Listen, do you mind if we go inside? Because there's too much noise then
no I... No problem.
We go inside.
But if my father...
ॐ श्रीकण्ठनेत्रकुन्दलचन्द्रिकायै नमो नमः। Vitaraga bhaya krodha ಕ್ರೋಧ ಏತನಾಥಯ ಕ್ರೋಧ ಮನ್ಮಯ ಮಾಮುಪಾಶಿತಾಃ ಮನ್ಮಯ ಮಾಮುಪಾಶಿತಾಃ ಮನ್ಮಯ ಮಾಮುಪಾಶಿತಾಃ ಮನ್ಮಯ ಮಾಮುಪಾಶಿತಾಃ ಮನ್ಮಯ ಮಾಮುಪಾಶಿತಾಃ ಮನ್ಮಯ ಮಾಮುಪಾಶಿತಾಃ
ಬಹವೋ ಜ್ಞಾನ ತಪಸ
ಬಹವೋ ಜ್ಞಾನ ತಪಸ ಬಹವೋ ಜ್ಞಾನ ತಪಸ ಬಹವೋ ಜ್ಞಾನ ತಪಸ ಬಹವೋ ಜ್ಞಾನ ತಪಸ ಬಹವೋ ಜ್ಞಾನ ತಪಸ
ಊತಾಮದ್ ಭಾವಮಾಗತಾ
ಊತಾಮದ್ ಭಾವಮಾಗತಾ ಊತಾಮದ್ ಭಾವಮಾಗತಾ ಊತಾಮದ್ ಭಾವಮಾಗತಾ ಊತಾಮದ್ ಭಾವಮಾಗತಾ ಊತಾಮದ್ ಭಾವಮಾಗತಾ
ಸಮಾಧಾನ
ಏಕೋ 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 ಏಕೋ